This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The UN General Assembly has passed a non-binding resolution that calls for Russia to end hostilities and withdraw from Ukraine. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
The resolution, which passed on a vote of 141-7 with 32 abstentions, sends a strong message that Russia's aggression must end. During 2 days of debate, foreign ministers from more than a dozen European nations and Japan called for support for the resolution that upholds Ukraine's territorial integrity. The General Assembly has become the most important UN body dealing with Ukraine because the Security Council, which is charged with maintaining international peace and security, is paralyzed by Russia's veto power. Unlike Security Council resolutions, its resolutions are not legally binding, but serve as a barometer of world opinion. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Finland announced Thursday a $169 million aid package for Ukraine that includes three Leopard 2 tanks. Finland's defense ministry said in a statement that the tanks are equipped for demining and that the aid package includes training for their use and maintenance. The announcement comes a day after Spain said it would send six of its own Leopard tanks. The German-made tanks are part of a wave of tanks being sent to Ukraine after Ukrainian officials requested them in order to better match up with Russian forces. Taliban authorities in Afghanistan said Thursday they reopened a busy border crossing with Pakistan after 4 days of closure that saw thousands of travelers and trade convoys, many carrying food items, stranded on either side. Pakistani officials said without elaborating that they were still completing administrative requirements to restore all movements through the Torkham point of transit. The reopening came a day after a high-level Pakistani delegation visited Kabul. This is VOA News. Federal safety investigators have released a preliminary report on the East Palestine, Ohio train derailment and toxic chemical release. The National Transportation Safety Board says the train's crew did not receive a critical warning about an overheated axle until just before dozens of cars went off the tracks. The report's release Thursday came as Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg made his first visit to East Palestine since the wreck nearly 3 weeks ago. He had some questions for local officials.
Part of what you see here is, regardless of what kind of tank or gases are in, if there's even one car on the train that's not at a high standard and it's flammable, the rest is at risk. Right?
Yes, it is.
A new poll finds a majority of Americans are concerned about China's global influence. AP correspondent Norman Hall has that story.
The poll finds that just 40% of U.S. adults approve of how President Joe Biden is handling relations with China. About 6 in 10 say they are gravely concerned about China, the world's second largest economy after the United States. The survey was done by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Tensions with China intensified after the U.S. shot down a Chinese spy balloon 2 weeks ago. The Biden administration has reserved tariffs on imports from China and restricted the sale of advanced computer chips to the country. The poll was conducted February 16th through 20th. The margin of sampling error for all respondents is plus or minus 3.7 percentage points. Norman Hall, Washington.
Northern Irish police have arrested three men in relation to the attempted murder of a senior detective shot in front of his son in the town of Omagh Wednesday evening that they suspect was carried out by the new IRA, Irish National Militant Group. The detective is in critical condition. He was shot by two gunmen after a coaching session with a youth soccer team. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price had this to say on Thursday.
Our thoughts are with the family, friends, and colleagues of the officer at this time. We'll continue to be in touch with our colleagues and our counterparts on this.
While a 1998 peace deal largely ended 3 decades of sectarian violence in Northern Ireland, police officers are still sporadically targeted by splinter groups. Health officials in Cambodia have confirmed the death of an 11-year-old girl from H5N1, the country's first known human bird flu infection since 2014. Also known as avian flu, the H5N1 wasn't seen as a threat to humans until a 1997 outbreak was linked to people who had frequented live poultry markets in Hong Kong. Out of 18 people infected, 6 people died. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.